Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Fintech marketing is the sum of marketing techniques specifically tailored for financial technology or fintech companies. Now, these companies are using new technologies to improve and ultimately automate the delivery and use of financial services to consumers. Now, while building a great product is the first step toward revolutionizing this industry, deploying the right fintech marketing techniques to make it big is often a challenge in an increasingly saturated market, especially when traditional banking companies are catching up with emerging technologies, best-in-class user experiences, and consumer needs and expectations. At the same time, I mean, come on, let's face it, financial services can be a stale and a bit boring if you think about it from a consumer's point of view. It's all about fulfilling needs, right? So how can marketing be done right in this complex fintech industry? Let's find out more from Shannon Cullum, Chief Marketing Officer of Better Trader. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. So a little bit about Better Trade-Off. It's a fintech startup that democratizes financial planning by providing consumers with accessible and comprehensive advice. But I am curious though, you came from a creative background. Why move to fintech?
Well, I mean, for starters, I was excited by the challenge of building a brand from the ground up in the fintech space, which we got a chance to do with our direct-to-consumer and advisor solutions, Up and Up Advisor. And I was excited about, you know, the chance to work with a company that's in a position to really make a difference in people's lives. And in our case, by making it possible for anyone to build a sound financial plan. You know, 75% of Singaporeans aren't on track to retire as planned, and roughly half of Singaporeans don't have enough funds to sustain themselves for 6 months. So fintech and technology in the financial space has an enormous opportunity to impact people's financial well-being and in turn their overall well-being.
I mean, Shannon, when you look at the fintech industry, when you look at need and demand and potential for growth, I mean, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, especially at the early part last year, maybe this time, did you ever imagine that, you know, the potential for growth would be this much, especially due to COVID-19?
I think we did. I guess it did accelerate it a little bit. What it did is it exposed how vulnerable people are. Mm. It exposed the fact that when things go wrong in the economy, it impacts all of us so greatly. And the reality is, you know, having a plan and having put steps in place can make a huge difference. So I think financial planning isn't always appreciated the way it should be. It isn't always valued the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, it's let people down. I think what COVID did do is it probably shined a light somewhat on the importance of that. And that's a good thing. But as far as, you know, technology and people going increasingly more digital in the financial space, that's been going on for a while. Yeah. It probably did give that a little boost too, though. You're right. It probably pushed it forward a few years, which is a good thing.
But at the same time, I mean, one of the exposures that came out were there are parts that don't have access to such technology and unfortunately still keep money in their biscuit tin under the bed. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There are the skeptics as well. That one is, yeah, you can't run from that. You know, the best solution always is education and, you know, mostly in the form of marketing. But what kind of challenges right now, even though there is demand or a need, what kind of challenges do marketers face when it comes to marketing the fintech industry?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you know, the financial industry has played a part in perpetuating the notion that the world of finance is complex, because I think solving complex problems is generally worth more as an industry than solving simple problems. So complexity in many respects is good for business. So there is a sense, I think, overall that the financial industry is a complex and serious space, and it's not seen in the same light as, you know, the e-commerce space, et cetera, where technology has been embraced very quickly. So I think that's part of it. But fintech, of course, should be quite the opposite, because the role of technology in any industry is generally to empower people, help us do things we couldn't do before, make doing things we can do simpler and faster, right? So, you know, fintech needs to do the same. It needs to be clear that, you know, that technology is there to empower people financially and make the world of finance less complicated. I think the products and technology, a lot of them are, but you're right, maybe the marketing, the messaging, the word's not quite out yet. And there's still, I think, when people look at financial apps and fintechs, they sometimes still kind of have that feeling deep down inside somehow that it's complicated, messy thing that's not for them.
Yeah. You don't need to go to the ATM to check your bank balance. What's a bank book anymore? If you think, I don't even know where mine is. But what are some...
home without your cards.
But what are some mistakes, though, that marketers are making when they're trying to market the fintech industry?
I think when you spend so much time and money and energy making a piece of tech, you know, the temptation is to talk about the product. It's hard not to get excited and think, oh man, this has got artificial intelligence and real-time data. And you end up talking about that. And the reality is people don't care about that. I mean, people don't care about financial planning. You know, there's no one sitting in their, at home in their kitchen right now saying, I wish there was an online solution that would allow me to build my own financial plan. You know, people are interested in these answers, right? Yeah. They're interested in knowing how much they actually need to retire comfortably, or will their family be okay if I lose my job, right? You know, people are interested in transparency and the ability to see for themselves what they really need. And technology is an enabler of that. So I think the mistake sometimes is to make it about the product and this amazing technology that you've created and forget that at the end of the day, the technology is just a means to an end. And the need states and what people are looking for hasn't changed in 100 years.
Fair. I mean, but is it a problem or is it a case or is it a focus then on profiling your customer, because that can be quite complex. You know, you talked about how, you know, customers don't sit down and they go like, okay, I'm going to think about my financial plan. You got to really understand your consumer or your customer. Is this something that more marketers need to focus on?
Well, digital marketing helps, right? Because in the digital marketing world, we're able to, you know, learn more. We're able to iterate faster, try things. When we launched up, we tried various different messages at the same time and figured out which ones were working the best. And some of our assumptions were wrong and some of them are right. But you can do that in digital marketing. You're not spending a year preparing for some massive TV campaign. You're moving very quickly. And you're also getting data and information from the solution itself. We see people use the tool. We see how they use it. And that helps us also understand what's attracting them to it. So with digital marketing, you should be able to be more responsive. I mean, ultimately, when you're at the early stages, the goal is to get them to use the solution as much as possible so that you can make it better, right? And you can learn from that how to make the solution better and make the product better. And then later comes, you know, maybe the brand fame. But those early stages, there's so much to learn. Every time somebody goes in and uses it, every time, you know, we launch a simple campaign, what have you, usually there's some good insight that we get from that.
Curious question, Shannon, and I'm asking this in your experience dealing with the marketing aspects of fintech companies. Have you ever found, you know, negative sentiment surrounding things like, I don't know, cryptocurrency, for example? Do consumers tend to accidentally associate these cryptocurrency issues with fintech and, you know, then create this negative sentiment towards it? Have you encountered that? And if you did, what was your experience like?
We haven't encountered it doing what we're doing. I think you're right. I think that some fintechs probably, you know, it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, and cryptocurrencies have almost overwhelmed the world of digital finance. I think if you're doing technology that's using blockchain, you're probably super vulnerable to that. Mm-hmm. People kind of think blockchain is only about cryptocurrency, and the reality is blockchain has an incredible amount of applications and uses. Because we're not in blockchain, we're a web app. Because we're playing in a space of financial planning, it hasn't impacted us. We have made a conscious effort to stay clear of that, to be perfectly honest, because of the fact that there's, you know, it's a bit of a murky world still. I don't think it always will be.
Yeah.
But for now, yeah, cryptocurrency has a bit of a bad name. It's affecting blockchain, I think, more than it should, which is unfortunate because blockchain does have incredible potential, as I said, to change the way we're doing things.
I completely agree with you. And of course, that will come down to a certain amount of education on all of this, and that takes time. Zooming in on Better Trade-Off, I'm asking you this question in your capacity as a chief marketing officer. I mean, how does Better Trade-Off's marketing help the company kind of close the gap between what consumers currently know and sometimes we don't think as a consumer what we need to know? How do you guys do it?
Well, the marketing itself is mostly about getting people to use the solution, which means, as I said, recognizing the fact that they're not interested in financial planning, recognizing the fact that they're not sitting there looking for the next solution in financial planning. And the job of marketing is to make sure that we you know, don't get caught up in just talking about the tech itself and actually get to the real issues, as I said, that really haven't changed in 100 years, which is, am I going to be okay? How much money do I need, et cetera? The solution itself, you know, when people come into the solution, that's when the real brand experience, if you like, that's when the rubber hits the road. And the solution is about simplifying and demystifying financial planning. It's about closing the gap between people and the products they need to build a better future. Because I think traditional financial planning is seen as overly complex, mm-hmm. unreliable to a certain extent, even untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it's not really as effective or widely embraced as it should be, yeah. as it needs to be. So, you know, our focus is on simplifying the process so people can see for themselves what they really need. Right. And in doing so, believe in the value of good advice and the value of financial products more. So from a marketing standpoint, as I said, I think the key is respecting the fact that people really aren't interested in technology. They're interested in answers and, you know, solutions to their problems, and yeah. you can't lose track of that.
It's only after that you realize, oh, wait a minute, it was the technology that helped me all along. But hey, I got my answers and that's important. To quickly wrap up, what's in the works for Better Trade-Off?
Yeah, so, you know, we're continuing to develop the solution across all the key segments of the industry, which is something that makes us unique. You know, we play across the enterprise world, the business world, and the consumer world. So we've got... We currently have partnerships with two major global financial institutions who offer the solution for free to their clients, one in Singapore and one in Malaysia. And that's a big part of, you know, getting the solution in the hands of more people and inevitably with those partnerships, bringing it to more people, more countries. We'll continue to improve our own free direct-to-consumer version of the solution, which is up. And, you know, look to add more to that offering here in Singapore, but also potentially launch to new markets over time. And recently we launched an advisor version of our solution called UpAdvisor, which allows financial advisors to work with their clients in a way that's more digital, more transparent, more collaborative, and ultimately more effective. And it's an excellent solution. So, you know, if somebody's out there and their financial advisor isn't using UpAdvisor, I would suggest you urge them to check it out. Working digitally is going to really change, I think, the way people work with financial advisors, and it's a really exciting product.
All right, we've been speaking with Shannon Cullum, who is Chief Marketing Officer for Better Trade-Off. Really appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Cheers.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.